Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're into hour number two. Dr. Marcola is going to be joining us. Then I've got a bunch of financial news, incredible new TSA developments, key intel on the whole WikiLeaks situation. They're now confirming that they basically want to end the Internet as we know it to stop the leaks that lead right back to the CIA. Assange himself clearly is the bag man. They're flushing down the commode here. But we're almost out of time, Gary Fielder, the lawyer who's been fighting successfully against the body scanners. Recapping, this should be duplicated in other parts of the country, especially now that we learned the federal courthouse in Miami saved 30-plus thousand of these images and then even released some of them are now out there in the public. The feds have been caught saving the images at the airport and lying. Recap briefly your success in Denver and so others can duplicate it, A, and B, what your lawsuit specifically is going to do and your injunction with the TSA.
Well, I was successful at some level in getting the policy to change down in a local courthouse in Castle Rock, Colorado here, simply by just objecting and repeatedly objecting, threatening to file a lawsuit, appearing on your show, but never having to officially file a complaint. I now walk through that area, although they still have the scanner.
But the difference is those are actual sheriff's deputies who know the law, and you pointed out this violates child porn laws under 18. I mean, the problem is with TSA, they can find dumbed-down people that will be radiated and like grabbing kids' genitals.
And I was happy to note that when I went on a vacation in the summer to my hometown of Eagle River, Alaska, that the video that we had posted with regard to that event helped change the policy in Anchorage, where the lawyers were in an uproar about a body scanner that was going into that courthouse. So we've had some success with it, but I've seen this particular issue, as you have, coming down the pipe for a long time. So when it finally happened to me, I waited for approximately 6 weeks. The national outcry developed, and I did not think that I was going to have to file a lawsuit. I thought they were going to change. But they not only did not change, but they buckled down even further. So I began to prepare my complaint, which you can find at informationliberation.com. And I noted something that I wanted to talk about for many years. If you read the Fourth Amendment, it says the right of the people to be secure in their person against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated. So the Fourth Amendment is not a right extended to all persons like the Fifth Amendment is. It's the right of the people. I entered the San Diego airport with my passport. I worked hard to get that passport, and I know you have one, Alex, but if you flip to the first page of that passport, it says the Secretary of State of the United States of America hereby requests all whom it may concern to permit the citizen of the United States named herein to pass without delay or hindrance. I have an official passport. When I show that passport to the TSA, they can swipe it. They can check me for
warrants. But it is a lawful command, and their little flimsy made up regulation does not trump the order.
Well, we've been doing this sort of procedure now for approximately 40 years. I was 8 years old when I took my first flight, and I got to walk to the plane. And it wasn't there long after that these metal detectors were introduced to us. But they were specifically designed and engineered not to touch it. That's the whole point of the wand. That's the whole point of the freestanding metal detector, so that you can walk through it. I want to make sure in the time that we have remaining to rebut this point that you don't have a right to fly. That's absolute BS, Alex. In this day and age, how can you express yourself? How can you be a musician? How can you be an artist? How can you be a radio talk show host, a lawyer, a doctor? How can you engage in commerce if you have to drive from Austin to New York?
No. Bob Barr agrees with that. The Constitution is clear, and we've got right on our side. We've got to fight this police state takeover. We're going to have you back on in the near future, Gary, as your injunction and suit moves forward. God bless you. I appreciate you joining us, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Marcola. Stay with us.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the rest of this hour, and hopefully a little bit into the next hour, Dr. Joe Mercola, really a preeminent researcher, is our guest. And so much of what he covered 10, 15 years ago, the bisphenol A, the danger of cell phones, the GMO, it's now all mainstream. I mean, it was on Fox News last night, all these big studies about it brain damaging and hurting children, the cell phones. And they're letting you know now so that they can say, well, we warned you. Kind of like for 50 years they told you tobacco was good for your lungs, and suddenly, well, it might not be good for you. And this is all part of a larger program of eugenics, but we'll get his take on that and go through a laundry list of issues. But this is so important because these are things we can do things about. 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic food in stores. Now people demand it. It's supplanting, you know, all the other GMO stuff. So the government's moving in, saying they don't want you to have to label GMO or GMO salmon. It's the same thing on bisphenol A being pulled out all over the place. We're going to talk about it with Dr. Mercola in just a minute. Real fast, Charlotte Iserby, former head of policy at the Department of Education, she is pretty much retired. She wrote this big phone book size book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, that has all the government documents about the plan that goes back almost 100 years to slowly dumb down our society, to break up the family. You see how successful it is. She has the smoking guns. We got like 700 of these and, you know, bought out everything she had, and they sold out. And she said, well, I was going to keep a couple hundred of these to give to friends and family, but she called me and said, I'm getting so many calls asking for them since you sold out. I don't want to deal with it. I'm selling them to you. So those are now being shipped to us. We've got a little under 200 left. If you want to order them, they're at InfoWars.com right now. They are now officially out of print. By the way, these things on Amazon are selling for $200 to $900 a piece. I don't know why. We were selling them for, you know, $40, and people were flipping out. So the point is, it's got to be one of the hottest out-of-print books out there. And I just wanted to get her back on the show and called her, and she said, hey, I'm done. So if you want to buy them, go ahead. How many do you want? And I said, well, give them all to me. I'll sell them over the next year. Well, it took less than 24 hours. So she scrounged up a little under 200 and some more hardcovers, but we're going to hold off until next week with those because they're signed. But the softcovers right now, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139 if you want to get those. Also, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors. It's eFoodsDirect.com, the super high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, storable foods company. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control like my garage. They've got a bunch of special diets, all sorts of gourmet, freeze-dried, and they got it all, and they're patriots, and they are the name in storable foods, and their food is made fresh every week, not 10-year-old junk like a lot of other companies. So this is where I get my storable food, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. It is so important for people to get into the position of getting self-sufficient. And along that same line, finally, before we go to Dr. Marcola, I'm proud to welcome this wonderful sponsor, a well-known company in the preparedness field for, well, now right at 10 years. You can check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's P-E-P-R-E-P-A-R-E-D.pro, prepared.pro. You can also get to their store at theprisonplanet.com where we have a banner on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the readiness business for 10 years. They're fond of saying they're in the business of steel-plated peace of mind. They got a lot of amazing stuff on the site. I have even bought some things off their site. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's coming down the pike. Well, it's already here. Survival gear, supplies, even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. Tell them I sent you again. It's prepared.pro for all your professional crisis preparedness assistance. I mean, the government and private corporations are like an armed madhouse building up their weapons, their hardened bunkers against us. We need to get prepared. Okay. I am really excited about having our guest on, and of course he's Dr. Joseph Marcola, and he's done so many amazing things. I don't even know here with his bio where to start, but he reaches millions of people every week with his website and his organizations, and so I know he didn't like to toot his own horn, but in a couple minutes, Dr. Marcola, before we launch into all this key information, what's most important for folks to know about you who may not know who you are?
Well, I'm the founder of Marcola.com, which now currently is the third most visited health site in the world. We're right behind the National Institutes of Health and WebMD, and we just passed Mayo Clinic. So we're number three in the world, and gives us a platform to really educate people about the fraud and deception that's occurring from the drug industry and the food industry.
And you have made significant milestones in your mission to bring people practical solutions to their health problems. New York Times bestselling author Dr. Marcola was also involved in the 2009 Ultimate Wellness Game Changer by the Huffington Post and has been featured in Time Magazine, LA Times, CNN, Fox News, you name it. We're honored to have you with us. Again, Marcola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com. And the reason you're the most respected of all the alternative health researchers, in my opinion, is because you just go off the real research, and there's so much to cover. But what can you say about, I mean, my view, I don't know if it's your view, but certainly from what I see on the ground, there is a collapse of confidence in the system. Everything we talked about last year about the H1N1 lowering your immunity, being dangerous, that's now mainstream news, British Medical Journal. I mean, there is a collapse of confidence in this corrupt system, and the establishment is responding in a lot of strange ways, but it does look like the dam has broken. What's your view on that?
Well, I think we're making progress. There still is a large contingency of the public who is still fooled. fooled and deceived by the very effective marketing tactics that these industry employ. I mean, they literally generate many tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars in profit, and they're able to really hire the most sophisticated and clever marketers on the planet. So it's a really sophisticated system, and it's really difficult to break out of that mold. But once you yourself have an injury or if the system fails you, then you're really seeking more sound, logical, rational alternatives that really don't rely on expensive and toxic approaches that could literally kill you.
And I see the statistics and the numbers of 300,000 dying from drug interactions, hundreds of thousands from infections. I mean, boy, I tell you, this mainline healthcare is one of the biggest killers out there, rivaling even automobile accidents. On your radar screen, what do you see as the biggest threats out there? Is it sodium fluoride in the water, bisphenol A, GMO, cell phone radiation? I mean, you cover it all. And the stuff, as I said earlier, you were covering 10 years ago, is now just all over the mainstream news.
Well, it's a good question. I'm not sure if there's anyone that sticks out. It's really a combination of them, but I think probably it's just the concept and the belief that the traditional model is the approach for healthcare challenges, and that is the relying on a drug, and we're bombarded on that, of course, from the media. They spend over $16 billion a year to do direct-to-consumer advertising on TV, and, you know, the United States is only one of two countries in the world that allows that, where it's even legal. So they've really manipulated the public to the belief system that this is the approach, because these drugs are almost universally going to cause some type of side effect, if not death. I mean, it's routine. I mean, Avandia has just killed 80,000 people. Before that, Vioxx killed 60,000. And these are the ones that we know that are really in the news. I mean, there's dozens of others that are less toxic. So, it's choosing that system and that approach, and you're ignoring the basic practical strategies that one can use, which of course doesn't generate profit and revenue for these large industries. So I think it's a belief in that model that's the most dangerous threat. Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. And when I watch these drug ads, it's absurdist. It's like they're openly admitting this drug is probably going to kill you. Oh, you're having trouble sleeping, or you're having trouble, you know, needing to urinate a lot. And they'll tell you 10 seconds how great it is, but then they say it may not be right for you, causes heart attack, sudden death, brain damage. I mean, it's bizarre. And then ask your doctor about this drug. I mean, it's sometimes I'm pinching myself, wondering if I'm having a bad dream.
It almost seems that way, doesn't it? It really is. Because you go to any other country in the world, you're not going to see that in the D except for Australia. There's only two countries in the world that allow that.
Let's start.
You look at these, and it's been on for 15 years, but prior to 1995, those ads did not exist in the media. It was illegal. But then they lobbied Congress, and they were able to get permission to air those.
Meanwhile, they're always waging war against alternative medicine or even vitamins and minerals. Now they're demonizing, you know, vitamin D. It just gets crazier and crazier.
Well, it wasn't so much a demonizing, but the Institute of Medicine came out with a report last week which really essentially ignored the stacks of new studies and research that that established vitamin D as a very useful approach in over 2,000 diseases. And they only focused on bone health, which we've known about for about 100 years, and they ignored all the rest of the research, and virtually no vitamin D experts were on the panel. And it was really a travesty. So, you know, it's hard to nail a specific conspiracy, but there's some actually lawsuits against this recommendation, because it's really deceiving the public and not allowing them to fully utilize this incredible resource, which is about one of the least expensive vitamins you can possibly purchase, and one that has probably the most significant impact on your health.
Sure, but I mean, by demonized, I was thinking of Dr. Dean Adell, who, I mean, I listened to him, and just almost everything he says is patently false, and he was just flipping out and saying that, you know, it's bad to take most vitamins and that we don't need them. But then I look at all the studies about vitamin and mineral deficiency and what a big problem it is. When we come back, I want to discuss a lot of the articles that are at Mercola.com. Pregnant women should minimize exposure to cell phones. I want to look at that. I want to look at all these reports of different chemicals that are in plastics that we are eating our foods out of, and what that's causing, ways that, from your research, are the best ways to detox, all the thyroid problems. We'll talk about it with Dr. Mercola.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Dr. Joseph Mercola is our guest. Coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to open the phones up specifically for health questions that you have for him. I have a few of my own questions. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Doc, going through the articles that I see you posting and that your great researchers are putting together that link to all the mainline medical studies that are out there, it's not just bisphenol A we've got to worry about. You've been reporting on the other chemicals that are in the liners of the wrappers around hamburgers and other things that are causing serious problems. Can you go over what bisphenol A and these other chemicals are and what the studies show they're doing?
Well, the article you're referring to we posted last week, a study that came out that showed that these wrappers, which are usually put in place to prevent the grease and oil in the fast food from leaking out, as they would if you use regular paper, there's these sticky coatings, and you see some of it to us also on the microwavable popcorn. So the way they're able to do that is really similar to how they achieve a nonstick surface, which is they put a fluorinated chemical compound, and this fluorine compound actually dissociates and it migrates into the food. So you're actually eating these compounds when you do that, and that's definitely not going to be...
Fluorine, that sounds like fluoride.
Yes, well, it's a fluoride compound, there's no question.
Well, they just love to give us fluoride, I guess because they love us.
Well, it's a pretty useful chemical. It's a really interesting innovation to have a material that you can fry food with and not stick, but it does it at quite a price. You know, I typically, when I'm lecturing, tell people if they have any non-stick finishes to either find a relative or a neighbor they don't like, give it to them because the stuff is toxic as heck. But actually, it's not that toxic as long as you don't heat it. But the moment you heat it, you start to volatilize this fluoride, and it goes into a gas, and it can cause health problems. And it's so much so that if you're in an enclosed environment, you could actually kill pet birds. I mean, this stuff is really toxic.
Oh, I'm sure it's an accident they're doing this. Also, they report on the bisphenol A is in most, or 40%, and they said, 60% of the printer ink. So I guess I'm touching it right here, right now. I mean, this stuff is just everywhere.
Well, and it's sort of stealth, too. And when you go to the grocery store and you get these receipts, it's on those receipts. So, you know, you want to really minimize your contact with those.
Now, the good news is, four states have passed laws to start restricting this, at least for children. They're pointing out that it's in the baby bottles, as, again, you did a decade ago plus. So we're starting to move in a good direction, but now we're finding out that this stuff is just everywhere.
It's pervasive. There's no question it is. And aside from the bisphenol A, you have the phthalates, which is a chemical that's added in the manufacturing of plastic to make it pliable. So any plastic that's flexible will have these phthalates in there. And that's another chemical that's loaded with complications. And that also should be banned.
Well, from my research, correct me if I'm wrong, a large percentage of petrochemical waste, you know, in some cases up to 30% of crude oil they have to get rid of. And so they just created industries for the distillates, what was left, and that's where most of this stuff comes from. It's petrochemical leavings. And so they just put it into our food chain.
And they charge us a pretty price for it, too. Just very similar to what they've done with fluoride waste products, which is a common waste material in the manufacture of aluminum.
Well, I'm not the leading alternative health research director out there like you are, but I do talk to the public. I do see things in mainstream media. I hear women talking on radio. I hear women talking in grocery stores, women's magazines. I read them. It's got to be a third or more of the women, young women, are having thyroid problems. Their hair is falling out. Is that a cocktail of chemicals with this epidemic of women's hair falling out?
There's two primary ones that are culprits, and they tend to be these halogens. It's important to understand that iodine is an important mineral that we need for thyroid function, but it's easily displaced by these other halogen chemicals or elements such as fluoride and also bromine. So fluoride is becoming pervasive and clearly the most common sources in the water supply, but fluoridated toothpaste is also another issue. So when you're consuming that and you're consuming most bleached flours, it's bleached with bromine. So almost all the flour out there is brominated. So these bromine and fluoride ions displace the iodine from the thyroid, and as a result, you can't form thyroid hormone because that's what's part of the thyroid hormone is iodine. So that's the mechanism. Soy is also another pervasive one there's a hormone in there called isoflavones, which actually acts as a goitrogen and impairs thyroid health. So the combination of these fluoride, bromides, and soy are probably the biggest culprits for...
Unbelievable. Stay there, Doctor. Long segment coming up. I want to continue going through this. So what do women and men and others who are losing all their hair, they're becoming obese, even though they're not eating a lot, I mean, how do you reverse this? And is there a way to clean it out? Well, we'll be right back, folks. Fluoride, fluoride everywhere, and no clean food or water for us to drink.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, Dr. Mercola, you get the same intel that I'm receiving. I mean, they admit in the media that thyroid dysfunction is off the charts. Perhaps you can talk about those numbers, but just women everywhere, talk show hosts, you name it, young women, I hear them talking about it, and I see women all over the place. You can see their hair falling out. I mean, how much more obvious does this poisoned environment have to get? Please continue breaking that down.
Well, the bulk of the people that experience it are women. My guess is it's certainly the majority of women, but perhaps 75-80% of women have some challenge with it. And if your listeners are interested in finding out if they have a problem, you certainly go online, our website, or Google it and find out what the symptoms are. But there's a blood test you can take. It's called TSH, which is short for thyroid stimulating hormone. And, of course, the normal conventional lab test normal ranges are off. But if your lumber comes back below 1.5, then it's okay. If it's above 1.5, it'll be most likely have a problem. But you'll be told that you're okay if it's below 5. So there's this range where almost all the conventional doctors are misunderstanding and misinterpreting the results. So it's far more common than traditionally believed.
So what do you do? Get off these things that have the fluorines and fluorides in it. Stop using the non-stick. Stop drinking out of the bisphenol A, stop drinking the fluoridated water, stop bathing in it. Are there ways to heal?
No fluoride toothpaste and, the flour. You can't have brominated flour. That's definitely
no bleached flour.
Right, bro. It'll say brominated on it. So those, you have to stop the assaults to your body. That's one. But then the detoxification can be somewhat of a challenge. And, the key thing is if you have serious thyroid issues, most likely you're placed on a synthetic version of thyroid hormone, which is called most commonly Synthroid or Levothyroid. But these are not the best. The best is a natural thyroid hormone, which is called typically armor thyroid or desiccated thyroid, which will solve the problem. And allow you to start a process.
Is that the one that's from cows?
Yes, it's typically from cows, right. Or pigs. I think it's from pigs. Yeah, it's porcine. It's from pigs. The most common one's from pigs, yeah.
I don't know. I just did some research and saw them promoting and selling desiccated cow thyroid. But I'm saying
I think that's a better one, but it's somewhat hard to find.
Ah.
Yes, the most common armor thyroid is from pigs.
And I guess you go to a doctor or a clinic, and then they test your blood?
Those are prescription. Yeah, most of the time you're going to get the test through a licensed healthcare professional. And those specific supplements do have to be prescription, at least in the United States. Of course, you can be creative and go online and purchase these things overseas without a prescription.
And then the women start to see their hair come back from the research I've looked at. But you notice when you search these terms, you mainly find people that want to do hair restoration or they want to sell you minoxidil. They don't want to tell you, it's just like mainline medical science. They want to treat the illness instead of, or treat the symptoms instead of actually treating the underlying cause, correct?
That tends to be the common pattern, yes.
Boy, that is cold-blooded. So for all you women out there wondering why your hair is falling out at age 30, now you know. Are there any other causal things that people can knock out? From your research, I mean, how much of the women's hair comes back?
Well, it's variable. A good percentage of them will. And one of the other components that really is an important element, and really what I believe is the primary cause of obesity in this country, and it's clear and obvious that you walk down any urban area, city, and you'll find that two out of three people are overweight. I mean, it's really massive epidemic that we're going in, and it's relatively recent, and I believe it's related to the manufacture of fructose done cheaply when they figured the scientists figured how to do that in the mid-70s, and it's just pervaded the food supply. So this fructose as a sugar is just absolutely horrendous.
Now let's talk about high fructose, because now they're running ads where the smart woman, because they know women buy about 80% of the products, it's always a woman telling a man off or telling another woman off that, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that high fructose is bad. Corn syrup is good for you. But then there's all these mainline studies with the diabetes and what it does to our metabolic systems. Dr. Marcola, break down what the high fructose is doing, why it's different from sugar.
Well, sugar or sucrose, which you can get from canes or beets, it used to be the common way that we got sugar in this country, is really similar. There's not a lot of difference between the two because simple sugar is 50% fructose and 50% glucose or dextrose. So from that perspective, it's a problem. And if you get high fructose corn syrup, it's about the same ratio. There are two differences. One is in high fructose corn syrup, it's a simple sugar and it's dissociated. It's not bonded together with the glucose. So it's absorbed a little more quickly. But the primary reason why it's such a problem is it's so darn cheap. And people, food manufacturers are putting it into everything. So the numbers are going through the roof of what people are consuming. In 1900, Alex, the average person only consumed about 15 grams of fructose, and that was mostly in the forms of fruits, healthy fruits. But now about 25% of the population is consuming more than 135 grams a day, well more than 10 times what the average person was consuming a mere 100 years ago. So it has significant metabolic problems. If you have a challenge with your thyroid, or really any health problem, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, one of the most important things you can do is get off the fructose. And the most common, this is really a shock, and I'm sure many of your listeners realize this, but the most common source of calories in the United States, the most common source is fructose, typically in the form of a soda. So that's a simple thing to eliminate. And once you get that out of your diet, then, your health starts moving in the right direction. So you got to hit the basics. That's really essential.
Joseph Mercola is our guest, and we're going to tell you more about his website as we talk to him. I want to go to some calls here soon. It's at Mercola.com. Take control of your health. Just amazing research and information. More and more mainline studies are having to admit in the U.S., in Europe, as you know, that frequency pollution is a big problem. And that the studies are showing with pregnant women, you name it, it's really causing serious issues with the fetuses. From your wide spectrum research, give us your brief take on frequency pollution.
Well, these are definitely a challenge because we're going to an explosion. Most people don't realize that cell phones are a relatively recent innovation. You know, before 25 years ago, they didn't exist anywhere in the world. And, you know, I think it was in the mid-90s or late-90s that we had 1 billion cell phones, and then we're up to 4 billion now. So this is a relatively recent exposure to this radiation. And just like smoking, I think that's really the most powerful and simple analogy. These exposures don't cause a problem acutely. In other words, it takes time to have this exposure before you're going to notice the difference. You don't get lung cancer after smoking one pack of cigarettes. You know, it takes many years, if not decades, to have that exposure before you have a problem and a complication. So similarly, exposure to these cell phones is going to take 5, 10, 20, 30 years before you're going to see an increase in the consequences and the health problems. And the primary ones are going to be brain cancers. And we've already seen this today. But it's going to be exploding. It's going to be just like lung cancer exploded. We're going to see an explosion in brain cancers because of the use of these cell phone devices.
Well, it's being reported, again, like AP, Reuters, you name it, that they're already seeing that. And then you'll see the cell phone makers come out and say, well, we don't completely agree with that, and it's not conclusive. It sounds just like the cigarette makers, even a decade ago, saying, we didn't know this caused cancer. We're not even saying it does cause cancer. And you go back 50 years ago, they said, you know, they had doctors on TV and lab coats going, having a sore throat? Smoke an extra merit.
Sure. And the telecommunications industry is a far bigger and more powerful industry than the tobacco industry. There's no comparison. I think it may be one order of magnitude larger. So they have a lot more income and power to play with and manipulate the perception.
What are some of the, there's so many things to talk about. What are some of the other things that are on your radar?
Well, I really believe that the reliance on drugs as a solution for health is a problem. One of the primary issues that we face, and the most significant concern, is that it's becoming progressively more expensive for the drug companies to actually have these drugs approved. And then even once they're approved, then they have to defend lawsuits, typically resulting in billions, if not tens of billions of dollars for the consequences of people taking them. So there's this gradual, because of those two elements, there's this gradual shift towards a model where they're not using drugs anymore. They're going to be using vaccines, which because of legislation passed, 25 years ago, they are exempted from any prosecution, and they're a lot easier to pass. So, they're going to manipulate the whole system so that they're actually not voluntary, so that they become mandatory. So there's tens of billions of dollars of profit. There's this gradual shift. I mean, there's probably hundreds or more vaccines that are in the pipeline right now for targeting for our population. And that's definitely a concern.
I just learned something new. I mean, I know about all the new classes of vaccines that cure depression or that's in quotes, or smoking or cocaine or anger or vaccines that make you calm and not have anxiety anymore. And I go read the different patents. Most of them are literally genetically engineered viruses, or the equivalent of nanotech, that go in and destroy the neurons so that you can't even receive those different chemicals in your brain. I mean, this is the equivalent of a viral a lobotomy. They have other types that create plaques, other types that then attack hormones. And I want you to speak to this, but I had never put two and two together. That's why they admit they're moving almost exclusively to vaccines, because that'll be the new delivery system via manipulation of your body, of pharmakia, and they've got this body of law with the Vaccine Damage Fund and the national security angle. That is nightmarish. So what specifically can you say about them coming out and saying, look, we got a vaccine that will cure you being upset, but then it blocks your endorphins. I mean, this is scary.
Well, it's this immunity from prosecution that's the most concern, because they can really sell these things. And in the case of last year of the swine flu, which I think is, you know, our site's been around for 12 years, but I think our most significant contribution is really being a primary catalyst for educating consumers that the vaccine was nonsense. And as a result of that, 70% of the U.S. public chose not to get the vaccine despite the president coming
and
out.
And you were vindicated because everything you and many others talked about came out to be absolutely right and more.
Sure. The right is, it's so easy to predict these things, Alice. I mean, especially with the flu, because all we have to do is look at Australia, which is literally 6 months ahead of us. You look at their experience, and we're going to exactly replicate it. This is no mystery. This is not rocket science.
That's right. They had deaths. They had massive brain damage, all neurological.
And they didn't have the epidemics that they were projecting. So, I mean, you can predict these things 6 months in advance with virtually 100% accuracy. But they don't want you to understand that. So it's pretty simple stuff once you understand the basics.
Correct me if I'm wrong, almost all flus start in the other hemisphere or in Asia. And so we really should always know what type of flu is coming around the bend and any type of...
And the flu or any infectious disease, for the most part, is not something to be distressed about, because if you're following healthy lifestyles, and if you go to my site, just on the homepage, we've got a whole 40-page report on how you can, there's no charge, for how you can optimize your lifestyles based on beginner, intermediate, or advanced models. And one of the most important things you could do is optimize your vitamin D levels. We touched on it earlier, but, I mean, if your vitamin D levels are normal or optimal, over 50 nanograms per milliliter, you're going to be resistant to the vast majority of infectious disease. And if you're cutting out the sugar and you're exercising, you're sleeping well, drinking clean water, staying away from toxins, it's virtually impossible to get sick. I mean, you just don't get sick. So you don't forget about the vaccines. You don't have to worry about even any downtime, any cough, colds, or flus when winter comes. And I can't tell you, you know, it's just almost universal, the responses that we get from people who adopt these strategies and change their lifestyle, and they can experience this, you know, relief from these infectious diseases.
But then going back to what happened last year, as you know, but I'd like you to speak to this, Dr. Mercola. They did Canadian studies and others that showed if you took the H1N1 vaccine, it lowered your immunity by 50% to the regular seasonal.
Yeah.
Quantify that from what Dr. Blaylock and others have said here, medical doctors, that basically your body gets overwhelmed, then it doesn't know how to respond to a real threat.
You're absolutely correct. If you get the swine flu, the studies have conclusively proven that it actually increases your risk for getting the regular seasonal flu. So what do you think they did in the United States, and I think in most other countries of the world, with the flu vaccine this year? They combined them both, and you don't have a choice. If you get one, you get the other. So it's beyond crazy what they're doing, but it makes perfect sense if you're one of the executives of the drug industry, because they're going to be reaping profits.
And obviously, they want a captive audience. They go lobby billions of dollars to your state and federal legislature, and more we're seeing the government attempt to try to force vaccines on people, and they're coming out with hundreds of new vaccines. As you pointed out, medicine is shifting over almost entirely to vaccines because of the liability protection. This is a nightmare, but at the same time, record low numbers of people took the flu shot. It's starting the same thing this year. How do you see the system striking back? I mean, they want to make their hundreds of billions, and because of Mercola and InfoWars.com and all the other great people out there, folks are waking up. What do you see the establishment doing?
So I don't know. I don't really get into those projections too much, but, you know, they're going to come out. I mean, they're going to want to. I think the media threat is they're going to make it mandatory, and we're partnering with one of the top pro vaccine safety sites in the world, which is the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, and we're really developing a massive consumer awareness component where we're lobbying for people to get together in their own local communities and hit their state legislators so they will prevent this from happening. But I think that's the next big battle, is to make sure right now that we don't shift to a mandatory vaccine system, because right now we have the freedom to choose not to get them, even though they're are essentially the freedom is somewhat nullified if you have a child that's going to school, because they're going to prevent entry into most school systems unless you're vaccinated. But you can always homeschool, or you can go to a state that doesn't require it and has a philosophical exemption. So it's not as bad as it could be, that's for sure, if you get these mandatory vaccine of laws get passed.
We're going to break here in a moment. We're going to come back and take a few calls for Dr. Joseph Mercola. But briefly, what are you seeing on the front of GMO crops, cross-species chimeras, like the GMO salmon, the move to not even let us know if it's GMO in the stores?
Well, it's a big issue. I think we're going to be very successful in that. We're partnering with Jeffrey Smith, which just on Dr. Oz yesterday, and got a very favorable response. But it's just providing people, the consumers can make the choice here. They can vote with their pocketbooks once they understand the issue. They can actually choose not to purchase this. And just like they did in Europe, once their profits go down, the people who are the industries who are manufacturing this, they will choose not to. So we can easily defeat that without any legislation, without any governmental intervention. It's a really simple process.
Amazing. Dr. Mercola is our guest. Briefly, as we go to break, what are some of the other things that you're looking at right now?
Well, it's one of the most exciting ones. Fluoride is a big issue. And then also mercury, which is another toxin, of course. And we're working with Charlie Brown for the Consumers for Dental Choice to help outlaw mercury amalgam in the United States, which is one of our big projects.
So free humanity is on the march, but Big Pharma and their witch doctor cartels, they're striking back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. We're going to try to keep Dr. Mercola for a couple more segments to take your calls, and I'm going to get into a big news blitz on WikiLeaks, the economy, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Cola has agreed to stay with us about 15 minutes of the next hour to take your call. Steve, Deborah, Donna, Larry, Chris, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We've got some big WikiLeaks developments coming up after he leaves us. Also, huge TSA development. In fact, I'm going to mention that now, and then I promise we're going right to your calls. Dr. Mercola, the naked body scanners, I mean, they've had all these top radiation experts, John Hopkins, you name it, Dr. Love come out and say, you know, horrible radiation exposure. The pilots have said no. But now I've got a USA Today article, and we have a PrisonPlanet.com article by Paul Watson about the revolt, actually Steve Watson, the revolt by TSA agents, because it turns out there was a secret federal review of the radiation, and they've kept that secret. So there's been a quiet revolt of the TSA workers. Aren't they not the ones that are really being exposed, being around this day in, day out?
Well, I'm just not familiar with the specifics of how that machinery operates and the type of shielding they have on it, but there's certainly that potential. And it's certainly true for X-ray, regular X-ray technicians, that is a risk and they have to be assessed. And I think I've read something online this morning that also addressed the maintenance of these machines, and for the most part, that information has not been released, which is another source of concern, because the machine may operate properly when it's maintained, but who's looking to make sure that it doesn't deviate from that and that it's leaking significant amounts of radiation that it wasn't designed to?
Well, we've had radiologists on the broadcast several times, and we have, like, the New York Times saying that one machine has 50 times the radiation they first said. The other system, there's two, has 20 times at least. And you can look at the images released by the government. You can see the bones in the fingers. That's similar to a dental X-ray. So these are very high-powered. And, I mean, there's no doubt that it's a serious issue. It just shows how crazy this has gotten. Let's talk to Steve in Florida. You're on the air with Dr. Mercola. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex, and good afternoon, Dr. Mercola. Dr. Mercola, before I ask my question, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate what you've been doing. I get your daily e-newsletter, and I've been able to pass on so much of your information to people through emails or just talking to them, and just really appreciate all the work you've done and the documentation you've put out to back up what you're saying. The thing I wanted to ask is this. My chiropractor, who's very much on the same page with you as far as all the nutritional stuff and health stuff, he made a very radical statement. I wanted to see what you think about this. He said, there really is no such thing as disease. The problem with all these so-called diseases is you have a breakdown at the cellular level. So what is your take on that?
Well, thank you for your kind comments. And with respect to your chiropractor's comment, I believe it's kind of like day and night when you come to disease and health. And really the strategy that most physicians who are interested in improving people's health and focusing on wellness will focus on getting people healthy. You know, when I went to medical school, the focus was the exact converse. The focus is almost entirely exclusively on disease. So if you get a person healthy, it's really like light and darkness. You can't have darkness if there's light. Similarly, you can't have disease if you're healthy. So I think there's many elements of truth to what Carbeck said. It's just a perspective.
And, I mean, obviously, we're designed to die. It's just you can extend that out. So, of course, everything goes to a cellular level. That's what we're made up of, is different communities of cell tissues working in concert together, directed by our brain.
Yeah, and obviously we're all going to die at some point, but one of my areas of interest is anti-aging, and I can tell you some of the most exciting research now is pointing to telomere lengthening, and telomeres are little end caps on your DNA pieces on the chromosome, and there's a basal rate at which they degenerate, and once you reach a certain limit, like 5,000 end caps, base pairs actually, you die. So the exciting research is actually lengthen these calendars, and you can actually reverse aging, which we'll probably have in 20, 30 years.
Incredible. I want to hear about that when we come back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.